feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineral.com and feel the difference minerals make. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineral.com and feel the difference minerals make.
Welcome to Helpin' Hunter Stories. Now welcome your host, Jay Polly, and his lovely wife, Tracy. I hear she's a lovely ghoul.
Before we start talking about the subject matter of the music, I want to address something real quick. My co-host for the last, basically 10 of the last 11 episodes, Ricky Graninger, has stepped down as co-host. He has a busy life like a lot of us do, and this thing has taken on a life of its own. And he's just decided that it takes too much time to be able to spend every week on it. And, you know, I completely understand that. It definitely takes a lot of time. I know I've spent over 5 hours today just on putting stuff together. And that's not counting the time we put into it, a little earlier in the week to get this episode ready. So it's become kind of a part-time job. I can definitely understand why somebody that's got 275 kids like Ricky does and a full-time job, it definitely does eat into it. So I do want to just say a big thank you to Ricky. I know we put this out on Facebook, and not everybody's had a chance to see that. So some of you regular listeners that aren't on our Facebook page, Ricky will no longer be with us on a permanent basis. We're going to get him in here for some guest spots on occasion where it doesn't take as much time. As of right now, I have a new co-host, which if you listen to episode 9, which was the other rock and roll show that we did, then you got to hear that was my wife, Tracy Polly. So Tracy, you can say hello.
Hello, everybody, and we miss you, Ricky.
So looking forward to newer and brighter things. You know, we know what they say about show business. No matter what happens, the show must go on, and that's what we're going to do. But with that being said, everybody, I want you to pull your lighters out. Let's get them. Let's get them high in the sky, and let's talk a little tribute here for my boy Ricky.
I will remember you.
You're my boy, Rick.
Do 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 do.
Will you?
Get them lighters high in the sky. Unless you're at a gas station.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Don't let your love pass you by.
Alright, that's making us all too damn sad.
Oh.
All kidding aside, I love you, Rick.
Love you, Rick.
Thank you for everything you've done. So, let's get into the heart of this. We're going to start off. We've got two main things we're going to talk about tonight. Everybody from the last show kept saying, hey, we needed to get more into the Zeppelin stuff. The Zeppelin stuff could be 10 different shows by itself. So we're going to cut that up into some different parts today. We're going to talk about strictly Stairway to Heaven. But this is not going to be like the other shows we've done. I've got plenty of pre-done music. We're going to hear some backwards Zeppelin. We're going to hear some frontwards Zeppelin. We're going to break the song down, similar to what we did to, what was the song we did, Hotel California. But we kind of went through that one quick. This is not going to be quick. This will probably be 20 minutes all on Stairway to Heaven. But we're going to start off with a band that I would be willing to bet that most of you have never heard of. It's a band called Mayhem. They're out of Norway. Kind of Sweden, over in that area. They were a death metal band. They started what they called black metal. And, man, I don't even... this is going to be a story that is going to shock most of you. And even though you've never heard of the band or any of the members, you are going to come out of this thinking, I got to know more about this. And you'll probably be Googling stuff by the end of the night.
Let me tell you, this guy is a crazy biatch. I was listening to some of the stuff today on my drive back from Florence and broad daylight. I was creeped out totally. I don't even know what to say about this guy. All I know is he's crazy. I mean, I'm just shocked of some of the things that, you know, he did, he believed in and things like that. So I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be shocked too.
Well, this once again could be a show all of its own. But you're gonna get a treat tonight because we're gonna give you an extended long show. I know before we've talked about being, you know, short on time or only having so much time. We've upgraded what we do here, so now we don't have any time restrictions, so we can take as long as we want and give the people what they want. So let's do this. I'm gonna play you just a second or a few seconds of what Mayhem sounds like, just so you can kind of get the taste of what this guy sounds like.
Oh yeah, it's real happy music. Get ready.
That's about enough of that.
I mean, isn't that just terrible? I mean, it just gives me chills just even listening to that.
As you can see, they're very talented musicians.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, the music itself, I mean, you can tell they've got some talent, but I just, I can't get into the death metal stuff, so that's just...
Yeah, it was a little too dark and evil for me.
So let's talk a little bit about the band Mayhem. First of all, the lead singer, that's who we're really going to focus on, because that's what everything's kind of based around. His real name was Per Olin. Of course, it's a Norwegian name, so you're going to get a lot of that. He was better known as Dead. This kid was a young guy, but, I mean, he was fascinated with death, so much to the point to where we're going to tell you some stuff that you're going to say that this guy has to be clinically insane. So where does all this come from? Some people are just fascinated with death. This guy had a near-death experience when he was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. His spleen ruptured after an ice skating incident. And a lot of people say he was never the same after that.
Yeah, he actually died, and they sent him to the hospital, and they revived him. So I guess it all started from that experience, kind of going into the afterlife a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, this guy just, he never felt like he should have been on Earth. And you'll see that when we read the suicide letter a little bit later. Ooh, I guess I gave it away. There's a suicide.
Yep.
Well, that's okay. With a name like Dead, what do you expect to happen? So everybody, you talk to people that were, I wouldn't say friends, but he didn't really have a lot of friends because everybody said he was just kind of kept to himself and he was really odd and introverted. He liked to just stay in his room and draw or just write, but he didn't really talk to a lot of people. So he wouldn't type person that would be around people unless they were on stage. This is a guy that was so weird that he wouldn't eat to get starvation wounds. I don't even know what a starvation wound is, but he wouldn't eat to get starvation wounds.
Wait a minute, are you saying wounds?
Wounds.
Oh.
Now, I know I'm country. He would wear t-shirts that had funeral arrangements on it. That's the kind of guy this guy was. So they would go on stage, just to give you his mindset. He would bury his clothes for a couple of days before they would go on stage and dig them back up so it would have that grave smell to it.
Yes, and this is what else he did. He loved death so much that he would kill animals and I guess put them in the bag for a day or so and actually breathe the death smell from the bag. Okay, that's just sick. I guess that's where the skunk breath came from, maybe, or I wanted to say to him, hey, I'm bored, let's go brush our teeth. That's so disgusting that I just can't imagine. So yeah, anyway, go ahead.
When they were on tour with Mayhem, he found a crow and he kept it in a bag for weeks. And before he would go on stage, he would smell it because he said he wanted the stench of death in his nostrils while he performed. Of course, he wore the white makeup and the black, not like Alice Cooper or Kiss.
Or anything like that.
He wanted to look like a corpse. That was...
His clothes, not only did he bury them or whatever, but they were all ragged and tattered, like he seriously just came out of a grave or something.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted that decomposing look. He would cut himself on stage.
Yep.
And what was some of the stuff he would do?
He would cut himself pretty bad, actually, and... he would come near the end of the stage. I mean, like, he would be bleeding a lot, and he would swing his arms and get blood on the people in the crowd. And then they also came out on stage. They had pig heads that were speared, and, like, in the middle of the show, he actually took the pig heads off and threw them at the people in the audience. And I think they said after four songs, they finally you guys got to go. People were walking out. I mean, seriously?
Well, but that's what they wanted because the whole reason for the pig heads was his thing was if if you couldn't handle having some rotting flesh or some blood thrown on you, then you weren't the type of people they want at their concert anyway. They just assumed you'd leave. That was the whole mentality.
I'd be like, if you be slinging your blood on me, motherfucker, then the time is over. It's done.
You need to watch your mouth.
I'm sorry, but that's just gross. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cuss. Sorry. Sorry.
So let's talk about some of the other members of the band. These sound like the people you want to bring home to mom. You had Necro Butcher.
Oh, wow. That was his name?
Jana Axel Hellhammer Blumberg. He was the drummer.
Oh.
Oystein Euronymous Arseth. He was the guitarist, and he's going to play a major role in this whole thing. So those three guys, they all move into a house together. Well, Necro didn't. It was Hellhammer and Euronymous moved into a house in the woods with Dead. Euronymous, he became fascinated with Dead because he liked the whole fact that he loved death, and mm-hmm. he felt like that fit the image of the band.
Yes.
You know, and according to bandmates, he actually encouraged him to commit suicide. So, and at one point, because when all this did take place, which was actually on April 8th of 1991, Dead was left by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Euronymous had left and was gone for a couple of days.
Right.
And so Dead went ahead and took it upon himself. He slit his wrists mm-hmm. with a knife. He slit his throat. And then he shot himself in the head with a shotgun.
But he did the slitting of himself first.
Right.
And decided, what was it he decided?
Yeah, because it would be really hard to shoot yourself with a shotgun in the head and then slit your wrist and stuff.
I guess that's
you
true.
You probably would be dead.
I know, but I think he ended up saying, like, that's really not the way he wanted to go out or something like that. And it was like an afterthought.
Well,
after
he thought that it wasn't going to work.
In
the suicide note, we're going to get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
We'll cover that. But, you know, people like to say that he didn't have a sense of humor at all, but the first mm-hmm. line of the suicide note was kind of a joke because it said, you know, sorry about all the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but here's where it gets creepy. Euronymous is, you know, the guy that was living with him that was encouraging him. And a lot of the other people in the band seem to think that he probably left him alone.
Yes.
To kind of give him the opportunity to do this. So they were it really caused a big divide in the band afterwards. So Euronymous comes back to the house. He can't get in because it's locked.
Mm-hmm.
He has to climb through a window where he finds his body. So obviously you've got a slumped over body, blood everywhere. He has put a shotgun to his head. The front part of his forehead is gone, and his brains have slipped out onto the bed that he's leaning on.
Oh my God, it's so sick.
So try to paint that picture. So mm-hmm. this guy walks in, Euronymous walks in, and he sees that. So what's the first thing you do? You call 911, right?
Well, of course. You would think he would.
Well, no. He went down and bought a disposable camera. He came back. He repositioned a few things. He took several pictures of the body. He took some of the brain, and he made a stew out of it because he said he wanted to be a cannibal. And then he made several necklaces out of the skull fragments that were there that he later gave to other musicians that he deemed fitting to receive these gifts.
Okay, so in my mind, I'm thinking, who's sicker? That guy or the guy that took all the pictures? Because that's pretty messed up.
Well, I mean, that's exactly the kind of thing. And that's so he calls the buddy Necro Butcher, he calls him the day after.
Mm-hmm.
Not the day of. He calls him the day after. Of course, they're all members of the band. And he says, hey, something really cool's happened. Dead committed suicide.
Oh, my God.
And the guy's like, what? And he's like, oh, don't worry, man. I got pictures of the body and everything. And the guy said, don't even bother, as far as I'm concerned, don't even bother talking to me again until you've destroyed those pictures.
Mm.
But see, that's the kind of the mentality this Euronymous guy was.
Yeah.
So he tried to use the whole suicide to kind of foster Mayhem's evil image. And he even claimed that Dead killed himself because he got tired of the death metal being too mainstream and trendy and commercialized. Which obviously wasn't the case at all.
Right.
But after developing the pictures, he promised he was going to destroy them, but he didn't. As a matter of fact, he even sent them to a record producer in Columbia, who in 1995 used that as the cover of The Dawn of the Black Hearts. It was
That is sick. Why would that producer do that, though?
Who knows?
Oh, my God. There's so many sick people in this world.
So let me read you the suicide note, because this is interesting on its own right. And this is actually from Dead himself. Starts off with, excuse the blood, but I have slit my wrist and neck. It was the intention that I would die in the woods so that it would take a few days before I was possibly found. I belong in the woods and have always done so. No one will understand the reason for this anyway. To give some semblance of an explanation, I'm not a human. This is just a dream, and soon I will awake. It was too cold, and the blood kept clotting. Plus, my new knife is too dull. If I don't succeed dying to the knife, I will blow all the shit out of my skull. Yet I do know I left all my lyrics by Let the Good Times Roll, plus the rest of the money. Whoever finds it gets the fucking thing. As a last salutation, may I present Life Eternal. Do whatever you want with it. Pell. I didn't come up with this now, but 17 years ago.
Wow.
And that's the end.
Man, I felt like he just needed a hug or something.
Yeah, I ain't hugging him.
Oh, all right.
So, you would think that's pretty much the end for the band. No, there's still more screwed up stuff. So, in 1993, because this was 91, in 1993, Euronymous decided he was going to finish an album. Now, he's already split differences with the rest of the band. Mm-hmm. Everybody else left. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. They all thought he was just weird and what have you. So, he wants to finish an album, so he brings in a bunch of session musicians. One of them is a guy named Varg Vikernes. Another one of those great names. Well, on August 10th, this Varg Vikernes, he actually murdered Euronymous. He stabbed him over 20 times.
Oh my God, no kidding.
Yeah, so he gets arrested. Well, he tells the police that Euronymous had planned on torturing and killing him and videotaping the whole thing.
No way. And they bought that?
Well, no.
Oh.
But he was just telling them that was the reason that he mm-hmm. did it. So he said he showed up at the guy's apartment mm-hmm. Where this happened at, which he was supposed to be there to argue some unsigned contract dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got there, Euronymous attacked him, and this was his plan. And then this guy fought back and actually stabbed and killed him.
Wow. Mm.
So, you know, this group doesn't really fit with the occult part of it.
Yeah.
As far as, like, some of the other stuff. But this... How can a cult not be a part of it? I mean, when you're mm-hmm. cannibalizing yeah. people, when you're fascinated with death like that, there's got to be, you know, a little bit of a cult in there, whether it was actually brought out or not. So,
I wonder if he fried them brains before he ate them.
He made stew.
Oh, he made stew? Yeah,
you need to listen to the story. I said that specifically.
Oh. Sorry.
Well, I guess we're just going to get to what so many people have been waiting for, is the whole Led Zeppelin thing. And before we get too far into this Stairway to Heaven, that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus strictly on Stairway to Heaven. Mm-hmm. And trust me when I tell you, this is going to be a long little bit. And it's going to be one of those things that some people are going to say, oh, that's bullshit. And some people are going to say, oh, I can see this or I can hear that. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just telling you what's out there and just, you know, I'm being the reporter.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting because I've listened to that. And, I mean, if you really sit and think about the words, I mean, it does kind of make sense. But, man, it is freaky shit, let me tell you.
Well, if you've ever really listened to Stairway to Heaven, there's a bunch of parts of it that you probably think, well, that... it don't really seem like that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what's a spring clean for the May Queen? Or, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. if there's a hustle in your budrow. And I mean, what is all this shit?
Yeah.
A bustle in your hedgerow. I don't know. I'm mixing words up. But anyway, a hustle in a bedrow, it don't matter.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, some of this stuff, if you believe in the backward masking stuff, some of this stuff maybe wouldn't supposed to make a whole lot of sense mm-hmm. forward as much as it was backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what the meaning of some of this is forward, and then we're going to talk about some of the Aleister Crowley, I guess, influence on it, and then we're going to play you some of the backward stuff, and I'll tell you what it says. It's a little harder when you're just doing audio. I'll tell you, and then we'll go ahead and listen to it, and then I'll tell you again, and then you'll have to probably go back and listen to it a few times
yeah.
to see, but I'm going to tell you first what it sounds like it's saying or what it's supposed to be saying, and that way you can listen for it.
Okay.
But you'll see
some of these are
kind of long. So, Stairway to Heaven, as we talked about in a previous episode, there's definitely some ties to Aleister Crowley, which is a known Satanist.
Yeah.
Listed as one of the most, if not the most evil man to ever live. He summoned demons in his house. And this is a guy that, you know, said that he felt like sacrificing babies was the best thing for Satan because babies were pure. And that was the mentality. And Jimmy Page loved this guy. I mean, he owned all kinds of stuff of his. He had a bookstore that had nothing but Aleister Crowley stuff. He even bought his house, Boleskine House, which is supposedly haunted by demons that he summoned there. So, I mean, this is the occult is no, you know, nothing to be taken lightly when it comes to Zeppelin, because it's been out there by many people that they felt like Zeppelin sold their souls to basically be rock and roll kings. And depending on who you listen to, three of the four, John Paul Jones supposedly did not, but John Bonham, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant all did. So let's start talking about the song itself. Now, Robert Plant says that this song was about a woman who got everything she wants, but never really wanted to give back anything.
Right.
He says that when he, you know, actually got this song, because Jimmy Page wrote the lyrics and he brought it, or the music, and he brought it to Robert Plant. And Robert Plant said that when he got this song, the writing was automatic. Now, what does automatic mean? Automatic in the occult, automatic writing happens when a demon channels a message through a human. So, and it's been said by Robert Plant that, you know, it just, when he got the lyrics, that it's as if someone pushed his pen. That was where his exact words, as if someone pushed his pen. And Jimmy Page said that he wrote like three quarters of the song, and that's a long song. It's a 7.5 minute song. Jimmy Page said he wrote like three quarters of the song right there on the spot.
Yeah, that's what they say. It's just like, and as he started writing it, he was just like, no, wait a minute, you know, and then it kind of just went from there. So
yeah, because Robert Plant said that when he was in a bad mood. When Jimmy Page brought him the stuff. But then he just started writing, and he said, you know, it just, he just started writing, and then he looked down and the words were there, and it's like it just blew his mind.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start getting into the lyrics a little bit. Now, I'll talk to you a little bit. We'll play some of the lyrics in case you're unfamiliar with the exact words of that part or what have you. And then we're going to go from there. So bear with me. This is something we haven't done before on the show with playing a lot of this music. But hopefully all my hard work today will pay off. So we're going to start. Robert Plant sings about two paths. One is the Piper's Path. And this refers basically, you know, if you listen to the Bible, it refers to the Piper as basically Satan, deceptive, using music. You'll notice that there's like the story of the Pied Piper, where the Pied Piper came in and he played the music and all the rats followed him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the Bible talks about, is a piper is somebody who deceives you through music. So it's kind of like the whole big issue of what we're talking about now. You know, are these bands out there using music to get Satan's way? Is that something that Satan goes through people's music to try to lure people onto his path, so to speak?
Yeah, but isn't like the Pied Piper also in fairy tale books?
Yeah, but that was because the Pied Piper is more of a rendition. The true story of the Pied Piper, which this is a whole different ballgame, it goes way back to like the 1600s.
Oh, okay.
And it actually was a guy that was in like Hungary. And he was getting paid to come in and take these rats out, and he was getting paid by the rat. And it's a long story, but it's actually anything but a kid's story.
Yeah,
it's actually
I was just gonna be like, I'm gonna rethink this whole storybook thing, because you're thinking, hey, the Pied Piper's just playing some music, and then there's some happy mice just following him along. So now I'm thinking of a whole different situation.
He actually follows them out to the river where they drown.
Oh, true.
So, but anyway, so he talks about you got two paths, right? You got two paths you can take. One's the Piper's Path, and then the other path is, you know, where the forest will echo with laughter.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go ahead and let's hear that part right now.
And it's whispered that soon, if we all call a tune, then the Piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter.
Okay, so there's that part of it. And now you're going to hear Robert Plant talk about a spring clean for the May Queen. You know, you're going to, first of all, you're going to hear about the May Queen was actually a poem written by Aleister Crowley. Go figure. And when you actually listen to this part of the song, it really doesn't sound like it makes a lot of sense. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. What the hell does that mean?
No, I don't get it.
And, you know, like I said, so they found a way to throw in that part about the from Aleister Crowley. So that's another way that they've snuck him in there.
I got you.
So here, let's listen to it real quick forward.
Some good news, listen. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two fires you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
So then Plant goes on to say, the Piper's calling you to join him. So, I mean, when you kind of break that down, what's the Piper do? He deceives people through his music.
Mm-hmm.
And the Piper's calling you to join him. So that right there kind of tells you right there. And like I said, the Bible refers to Satan as having pipes. And pipes, if you ever think about, you know, like the little wooden pipes that are all put together, that, you know, like a little, not a harmonica, but that's basically what the Pied Piper used.
And
And you'll see those a lot of times with, like, Pan, you know, the goat man Pan that was like in... Midsummer Night's Dream William Shakespeare and stuff like that. That is always associated with Satanists. You'll usually see the goat head with the horns and stuff like that as a Satanistic symbol and the pentagram and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what Pan was known to have. You've heard the Pan flute.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. Not to be confused with the skin flute.
Well, what's that?
Well, Aleister Crowley knows because he was gay.
Oh, he was gay?
Yep, Peter Puffer. And Aleister Crowley actually had a poem that he wrote called The Hymn of Pan that he had read at his funeral. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to this part about the Piper.
Your head is humming, and it won't go if you don't know. The Piper is calling you to join him.
Now that's an interesting part because Robert Plant sings, "Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know that your stairway lies on the whispering wind?" Now, references to hearing your head hum and the wind blow are all references back to the pipe from the Pied Piper. Now, Zeppelin doesn't usually use any type of pipes in their music, but it's really prominent on Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, that's very interesting because, sneaky little bastards, weren't they?
So when Robert Plant tells the woman that her stairway lies on the whispering wind, that tells you that she's on the Piper's path. Why? Because as we learned earlier, the Piper's path is it's whispered that soon, if we call the tune, the Piper will lead us to reason. That was in the part we just heard a bit ago. So when it says that it's whispered that soon, the fact that hers is on the whispering wind tells her that she's on the Piper's path, which means she's being deceived.
Oh.
Now let's listen to this part right here.
Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And you know your stairway lies on the whispering wind.
Now when Robert Plant tells her that, you know, that her stairway lies on the whispering winds, he's saying basically that she's been deceived by the Piper and she's on the path to hell. But listen to this next clip and listen how he changed the words and let the listeners know that they're on that same path too.
Your head is humming and it won't go if you don't know. The Piper's calling you to join you.
So did you notice what he did there? He said, our stairway lies on the whispering wind, which we've already discussed. The whispering wind is the Piper's path, which is the Piper's, the path to hell.
Right.
So it's a very slick song the way it's done, and that's most of what we're going to talk about forward. But let's talk about Aleister Crowley for a second and more influence on Zeppelin. Aleister Crowley, being the Satanist that he was, he preached about doing stuff backwards. He instructed his followers to learn to write backwards, speak backwards, walk backwards, and make it so it was so comfortable to you that it became second nature.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a lot of stuff backwards, and it's just the way that he was. He also instructed his followers to listen to phonograph records backwards. So that's where all this backwards stuff comes into. And I'm sure this is the part that everybody wants to hear. We've talked about forward, what it could mean, what interpretations are. But now let's listen to some of the stuff backwards, and we'll see if you can kind of hear what we're going to hear. The first thing I'm going to show you or listen to is a part with Robert Plant, and he sings in the part of the song that sometimes words have two meanings. Now, if you've ever seen Robert Plant sing this live, especially if you see the movie The Song Remains the Same, first of all, in that movie, they have Aleister Crowley's house, which the Boleskine house, that's in the background. And if you notice, like, that's a very strange movie to begin with. It's mm-hmm. up there with Pink Floyd's The Wall. There's a lot of Celtic-type stuff in there. Like, there's a part where Jimmy Page is climbing up a hill. When he gets to the hill, it's that famous logo of the tarot card with the guy holding the lantern out. That's an Aleister Crowley thing. He actually drew that and designed that. It's a tarot card. But there's a lot of stuff like that in there. But in the video, if you ever watch The Song Remains the Same or look it up on YouTube, when Robert Plant sings a song and he says that sometimes words have two meanings, he takes his hands, he makes the number two, both hands, holds it up, but then he flips them backwards and forward as if saying the two meanings are frontwards and backwards. So let's listen to this part right here.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings.
All right, so here's the fun part everybody wants to do. So here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to play the passage forward, and then we're going to talk about what it supposedly says backwards, and then we'll play it backwards, and then we'll discuss, just like in a classroom.
Sounds good.
So the first one we're going to do is a clip you've already heard, the part where the stairway lies on the whispering wheel. Let me replay that clip for you.
Dear lady, can you hear the whisper? You know, your stairway lies on the whispering wheel.
All right, so you heard the front way, your stairway lies on the whispering wheel. Now when we play this backwards, what they say that it says is, 'cause I live with Satan. So I'm gonna play the clip, and the clip's actually going to play it a couple of times. So just give it a listen and see if you think. Remember, 'cause I live with Satan. All right, so you heard it a couple of times. I mean, did it sound like 'cause I live with Satan to you?
Yes, it sounded exactly like that, and that is creepy.
So, here we're going to play the next one. The next one, it's amazing because there's so many of them in this song.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is the part where it says the piper is calling you to join him, which we already know what that means frontwards.
Yes.
How odd that would be that this might say something backwards. So, let's hear the original clip again.
Your head is humming, and it won't go in case you don't know. The piper is calling you to join him.
All right, now let's hear it backwards, and let's see what it says. It's supposed to say, Lord, turned me off it. Lord, turned me off it. So give it a listen. So did it sound like, Lord, turned me off it?
You know, it really did. It's just so amazing. I'm almost want to sit and listen to all kinds of songs now and try to see if I can pick that out of it. I mean, it's just crazy, and I can't even imagine how many songs through all these years, you know, that stuff is really in.
Well, and we talked about earlier about, you know, it's just a spring clean for the May Queen, and, mm-hmm. and that verse doesn't seem to make any sense.
No, or
what
not
have
even.
You. And that's what we're going to do next. So, you know, after singing about the two paths forward, now incredibly what you're going to hear is 26 words in a row backwards. Now, this one's going to be kind of tricky, but keep in mind, 26 words in a row. We're going to play it forward first, so here's a listen.
It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two miles you can go by, but in the long run, there is still time to change the road you're on.
Okay, so let's talk about that road you're on. Let's see what this supposedly says. And I know this is a lot to take in, but I'm going to try to make it a little easier for you. So here's what it's supposed to say when you play that clip backwards. Here's to my sweet Satan. I want to live it backwards like the Zep, whose power is Satan. He will give you 666. Now, I will give you something to listen for this. The first time, it's going to play it three times in a row. The first time, it might be a little trickier to hear. The second time is a little more clear. Listen for when it says, here's to my sweet Satan. And then it says, I want to live it backwards, like the Zep, whose power is in Satan. He will give you 666. So try to give it a listen now that you know what it's supposed to say, and then we'll talk about it again right after the clip. Okay, I'm gonna read the words again. Here's to my sweet Satan. I want to live it backwards like the Zep, whose power is Satan. He will give you 666. Did you hear that when you listened to it?
I did hear that when I listened to it, and it kind of reminds me of something that happened to me the other day. Went through McDonald's to order me a meal, and the ticket, my price was $6.66. And I said, man, you better charge me for a ketchup packet or something. I ain't down with that 666. And she's like, girl, I know. I get around to the window, and she goes, I don't like that. I said, well, I don't like it either. So, thankfully, nothing bad happened the rest of the day. But, yeah, I ain't down with that 666 crap. So, anyway.
That is a fascinating story, and I'm sure we'll make a wonderful movie of the week at some point in time, but really has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Well, I thought it was interesting.
So, at the end of the song, you know, Robert Plant points out that though the lady still thinks that she's on a stairway to heaven, that she's actually on the same path as Zeppelin and those listeners, as we covered. I think it's funny that as you listen to the end of the song, where it really jazzes up, they say, if you listen very close, the tune will come to you at last. As if you pay attention, you'll know what's hitting you.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. And you notice he says, you know, like I said, that she's on the same path, whether she realizes it or not, is what Zeppelin and all the listeners are. They finish it up by saying, we're all is one and one is all, to be a rock and not to row, which is basically saying that you're doomed to be with the piper, not to row, to stay right there, not to go into the forest with the laughter. So let me play another quick clip for you. So as you can see, this whole song, basically from beginning to end, tells you to be, you know, follow the piper. We're talking about just forward. Follow the piper. The piper's going to lead you on the path to hell. We're all going to be on the same path. and just stick with it and don't go towards the forest with laughter. And the whole time, this lady who thinks everything that glitters is gold is being deceived by the piper, which is what, you know, most people on earth are probably doing if they're following the wrong path. And then when you listen to it backwards, it actually says the same thing. But how would you know to listen to it backwards? That's very interesting, because you know that very little last part of the song when he says she's buying a stairway to heaven really slow? Let's listen to what that sounds like backwards. Well, let me just tell you what it says, and then I'll let you listen to it. It says, play backward, hear why it's sung here, oppositioners. Listen to it and tell me what you think. It's like I said, you know, we're not trying to put anything in anybody's head. We're just telling you what's out there, and you make up your own minds. To you, did it sound like play it backwards and hear why it's sung here?
It did, and it also sounded like Chinese to me. So, but it did say that. I did hear it.
So, here's the deal. You know, do with it what you may. This was a lot of time spent on one song, and, you know, it's up to you to decide, is it true, is it not true? Who knows? We're just having fun with it. I know there's a ton more that we're going to do on Zeppelin. It's just not going to be tonight. We're going to do another music show. I've got some cool stuff on Jimi Hendrix, Carlos Santana, believe it or not. And then we're going to do something on Zeppelin. We're going to do a whole show in the future on Aleister Crowley. Next week, we're going to do a show on Ouija boards, and we're going to focus on the original Exorcist. Some of you may know that that's actually a true story that happened between St. Louis and Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C., in the early 40s, but it was actually a boy instead of a girl, 13-year-old boy. Fascinating story if you've never heard that true story, and we're going to focus on that next week. With that, I'm getting ready to sign off and get on with the rest of my evening, and I hope you guys really enjoyed this one. I know I enjoyed doing it. We're going to do a music one probably once a month until I run out of crap. But I keep finding new stuff, so I keep looking. And if you got any ideas on some musicians to look into or stuff you've heard on, email it to us, send it to us, call us, doesn't matter. And we'll make sure that we include it on the upcoming episodes.
Yeah, and please, if you have any criticism for me, just let me know. I'd be glad to hear it. You know, I'm kind of new at this stuff, but it's really interesting and I'm having a lot of fun. And thank you guys so much for listening. We really do appreciate it.
On her criticism, make sure you send it to my email box because I have unlimited data and hers may fill up really quick.
Nice.
See you guys next week.
They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Y'all come back now.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to tracemineralz.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.